Welcome to this week's Aspire Business audio blog. Are you flipping in your business? This past month, an area high school teacher was honored with an Educating Excellence Award. The award is sponsored by Perceptive Software and KU's School of Engineering. She is part of a growing trend of teachers who have adopted the flipped classroom concept and found it to be a more effective way of teaching and communicating with their students. Like it or not, as a business owner, leader, or manager at any level, a significant part of your long-term success will be directly tied to how well you are able to teach and communicate to your employees the systems and processes that drive your business. No business is immune to this. From the startup entrepreneur to a business with 1,000-plus employees, having solid systems and procedures in place reduces mistakes and increases productivity. Now, the goal isn't to turn your employees into automatons, but simply to make your business more bulletproof and reduce errors while improving efficiency. So what is flipping? The traditional classroom has a teacher lecturing to students during the class period at school. The student then completes the homework outside the classroom. Using the flipped model, the teacher records a video of the lecture and the students watch the lecture outside the classroom. The classroom time is spent doing the actual homework. It creates an environment for the students to learn at their own pace while being able to pause, rewind, etc. while watching the instructional video. Conversely, in the classroom, it creates an environment where the students can ask their questions, collaborate on concepts, and have their teacher there to guide them when they need assistance. To some degree, I think many businesses are already practicing this. If you've ever documented any procedure of your business for future reference, you are already using this model. But most businesses have a lot of room for improvement in this area. In the last week alone, within our own client base, there have been at least 3 different client instances where the lack of executing a task without a formalized procedure has cost their business both time and money. There are a lot of business owners who still point to their head when asked where something is or how do you know. If this sounds like someone you know, maybe it's you, they are using a model with a lot of one-time instructing and then expect the employee or the student to follow the instructions without making a mistake. If you're instructing a manager or supervisor, who in turn is repeating it to another employee, it's easy to see where breakdowns start occurring. If any of this sounds familiar, you are ready to start flipping in your business. So how do you start flipping in your business? The first thing is identify 2 or 3 areas where you or a manager find themselves repeatedly teaching members of your team a process or procedure. These are the best places to start when they cost your company profit, loss of a customer, or cause employee conflict. But keep the list short, no more than 3. The next thing you'll need to do is identify acceptable recording devices. The great part about this is that today with technology, this couldn't be easier to do. Most cell phones shoot video in 1080 high definition and take great photos for reference. The third thing is you'll need to set up a cloud-based data storage. Data storage in the cloud just keeps getting cheaper, which makes it extremely easy to share the information with your team. A few of our favorites are Dropbox, OneDrive, and Google Drive. And the final thing is scheduling and accountability. Agree on someone to be accountable for this project. Multiple people may be involved, but your success rate will be higher if only one person is ultimately accountable. Create videos or photos with instructions and store them in the cloud. File and label them so they are logical to recall and access. Share them with the appropriate employees for training. And yes, you may have to pay them to watch the videos. And then, in lieu of an instructional meeting, you have a scheduled meeting times to review the assigned video content and answer questions after the group has already watched the video or viewed the instructional photos. The great part about this is should the employee or you ever need to get a refresher or review a process, They can do so simply by opening the appropriate file and rewatching the video, and you or your direct or their direct supervisor doesn't have to be involved. So what do you think? Are there places in your business where the flipped classroom concept could add profit to your bottom line, reduce customer complaints, improve employee engagement? As always, we would love to hear your comments in the space below. I'm Chris Steinlogge with Aspire Business Development. Thanks for listening.